because it's a feast day and we have special readings, we don't do Isaiah today. We do Paul and the call of the apostles. Paul is here in Romans 10, that is in the heart of his discussion of the Jewish question, the Jews and their call and the irrevocability of their call. And we're in the middle of it because it's 9, 10, and 11. Only thing I would encourage you to do is to read it. I'm going to talk mostly about the gospel. But this is a very rabbinic way of speaking, you see. In that little text, 10 verses, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 quotes from Scripture. That's, you know, preaching from Scripture. You see what I mean? For one believes with the heart and is justified and confesses with his mouth. No one who believes in him will be put to shame. You have to look all these up and see what the context is. The gospel is about immediacy. There's a background to this, the call of Elisha by Elijah. Elisha is busy at his occupation. Elijah comes along, Paragon walking by him, and there he throws his cloak over him. And Elisha says, let me go and say goodbye to my parents. And this is a very Semitic conversation. Well, what have I done to you? What have you done to me? You just threw your cloak over me, you know, calling me to be your disciple, to be your servant. Now we find it here too, but the thing that is important for us is the immediacy of the answer. Yes, Jesus is walking along. He saw two brothers, Simon, Shimeon, that's a Semitic name, and his brother, Andreas, which is a Greek name. They were casting a net into the sea. You've all heard how they do that in those days. It's a big circuit or net, and they go out in their boat, and they drop it off the stern, and then they row in an ever-tightening circle. That the net just pulls all the fish in that were in that area. And that's what they were casting. And he said, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now this is another departure, you see. People call Jesus a rabbi, yes. But he's not a rabbi who just teaches Torah. See, those rabbis accepted students to come and learn from them, learn the Torah. These men are going out to fish. They're going out to bring in the human race to salvation. It's a very different result of the call. We're not going to sit around and study the Bible. We're going to go out and preach, make disciples, tell people about who God is and what he's done. And these 12, remarkable, still, as the preface to the Mass says, still guide the church. We had it in the prayer about Andrew's intercession. And so, and again, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, they were in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father. And John mentions, and the hired men, which means that Zebedee had a little business. It's intriguing to try to follow that up. Not now, but see, the people who, the priestly caste, had a craft. They earned their money. So Zebedee had a little business. So it could be, you see, that he's of the priestly class, They don't minister the temple, every one of them, every day. They go by courses, by month. So when he's not there, he's back up in Galilee running his little business with his sons. That's why John knows the high priest at the trial. And that's why John's whole gospel is showing the fulfillment of Jewish liturgy in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. It could be. For us, it's the same. Immediately, today, the Lord will be calling us to do things. Immediately, do it. They left everything. Just took off. Now, we know that Peter still had a house. His mother-in-law was in it. You know, there are other aspects to this. But I think for us, the message this morning is, when the Lord speaks, act. Listen. Obey. That's the message. And he will call, and he will call every day. He will call several times a day. So that we become who we're supposed to be, gathering people in to the bark of Peter, the place of salvation.